Iganu, we're here. Let's get started. We were speaking about last week about the union of Milave Malka. We spoke about the union of Vayiten Lecha, 26 letters in Vayiten Lecha, 26 words in Vayiten Lecha. Yoy Mashishi Vayichu Hashemayim is also Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, which is 26. The Ben Yoyad, as we mentioned earlier, Shabbos is 26 hours because 1 hour before, 1 hour afterwards. There's lots of 26 going on. The words of Vayiten Lecha, it starts with a Vav and ends with a Chaf, which is 26. And all that is going on at the same time as we're dealing with the Yisoid of Malava Malka. Yisoid of Malava Malka being that Shabbos is also Shmoyso Shalal Kodesh Baruch Hu. And somehow it's kosher to last week's parasha, how we saw it when we said that Sulam is, from the Rishon Rebbe, Sulam is Rashi Tevois, Sudas Levias Malka. Sudas Levias Malka, which is Suda of being Melave Malka, is the Sulam. Yaakov had a dream in this week's parasha. It's Sulam Mutzav Arza, the Rosh Negea Shemaim, which the original Rebbe said means that some people think Melave Malka is not so important. They're like, I'll eat some mezoinos, or whatever, I'll get. But it's Rosh Negea Shemaim. It's Mutzav Arza means that people are like treating like it's in the ground. But really, Melave Malka is big stuff, my friends. Big stuff. You have a little bone in your body called the luz, and it only gets nourishment from Sudas Melave Malka. So that's what we said, and we were talking a little bit about the name of the place, this week's parsha. Where the dream happened is called Luz, and Yaakov changed the name. It was originally called Luz. He called it Basel. Why did he change the name? We'll talk about that maybe a little bit now. But what is Luz? That's the same bone. It's the same name as the same bone. So the fact that it was the Sulam Mutzav Arza, Rishon Yagima HaShemayim, is not a coincidence that that's called Sudas Melave Malka. So let's talk about it a little bit, what happened over here in that place. Before this dream happened, Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk tells us, Vayikach me'avnei hamokom. He took from the stones of the place, and Yaakov Avinu wanted to have something to put his head on. If you think it's not comfortable sleeping in yeshiva, try having a stone for a pillow. But that's all they had. Yaakov Avinu didn't have anything. So it says, Vayikach me'avnei hamakom. Now, the Gemara tells us, if you look at the Lashon, me'avnei hamakom, it sounds like he took more than one. Multiple stones. Vayikach me'avnei hamakom. And then it says, after he woke up, Vayikach es ho'even. Sounds like it's only one now. Says the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, that what happened was there was a fight happening. These stones, one was saying, each one was saying, I want the tzaddik to put his head on me. I want the tzaddik to put his head on me. And then they became one stone. Now, how many stones were fighting? So there's different opinions in the Medrash. We're going to go right now with the opinion there was two stones. Miut Avonim Shnaim. There was two stones. The two stones were fighting, and they became one stone. So what's the significance of this? Because it seems to be very significant. The Pasuk says, Vayikach esa even, vayosim oisa matzeva. Yaakov took that stone, and he made it into a matzeva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an important stone, Yaakov seems to say. It says, Ein zekiyim beis elokim. The Orachaim says, you know what that stone became? What's called the Evan HaShasiyah. That stone is the stone which we refer to as the stone in the Mokum of the Mikdash. That is the rock from which we draw so much of our shefa comes from that stone. What is that stone? That it was two stones, it became one stone. What is it? Okay. So as follows. Listen to this fascinating thing. The Gemara Pesachim says, that on Matzei Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon special das, because it's not such a logical thing to rub two stones against each other and make fire. But that's what Adam Rishon did. Adam Rishon took two stones and flint stones, right, and he made a fire. Where did fire come from? Adam Rishon went like this on Matzei Shabbos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him special das. Atochoinein lo Adam das. Shem gives Das, Matzei Shabbos, we say Atochan Antonu, because that's the whole, this whole idea of Matzei Shabbos, of light. Why don't we make a bracha on light? You know why? You know what happened? Hashem gave Adam HaRishon special Das, that he should be able to make a fire. And actually, it says the following thing. It says, the Yerushalmi says,
Adam Arishin. This is right after the Chet. The Chet happened Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. Adam Arishin on Matzei Shabbos saw the sun setting and he started to bug out. It says Adam Arishin said, could be, Nisyore Adam. Maybe this is what's going to happen to me, and that's what it says. That the nachash is going to come bite you. Maybe it's coming to bite me right now, because it's getting dark. These two rocks. Okay, other Rishon was bugging out. It's getting dark. Now I understand why he would bug out, because it's getting dark. Because maybe he's thinking the world's going dark on me. I mean, anyway, it went dark Friday night, but somehow he was okay with that. But now comes Matzah Shabbos, he's starting to bug out. It's getting dark. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. It's getting dark. Hashem gives him two stones, rubs them together. Ah, there's light. Velayla or ba'adeni. The night became light for me. That's what other Mishnah said. And he made a bracha. Boirei me'oirei ha'esh. Says the Yishami, that's why we make a bracha Matzah Shabbos. Boirei me'oirei ha'esh. That's where it comes from. So let's try to understand what is going on over here. What's the pshat? All of a sudden, Adam Rishon's petrified of the nachash. Matzei Shabbos, he gets nervous from the nachash. Why? Because it's getting dark, so he's getting nervous from the nachash. What is this Yushalmi? What's going on? What does it have to do with the two stones? Obviously, we're going that those two stones have something to do with the two stones that Yaakov Avinu put his head on, that became one. And the pshat is as follows. So Pasuk in Dvarim, that the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzerov, brings a pasuk in Dvarim. I'm going to read you the pasuk. I'd like to read it to you inside. Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Yud Gimel. And the pasuk says the following thing. Says the pasuk. Lo yiye lecha bekischa. You should not have in your kiss, in your pocket. Evan vo'oven, g'doy lo k'tana. Should not have two stones, a big one and a small one. Now, the simple reading of this pasuk is talking about someone back in the day who used stones for weights. So, if you want to weigh something, sometimes you could have like false weights and you know weigh it differently, and two stones that say the same weight but really aren't. Shouldn't have that. But maybe the pasuk is referencing something else, says the Tzanzerov. What does it mean? Lo yilecha bekischa even va'oven gdoy lo k'tana. You shouldn't have in your pocket, in your pouch, shouldn't have two stones, a big stone and a little stone. Rather, the pasuk continues, Even Shlema of it said that you should have a complete stone. So what is this? It says the Tzanzerov, it means the following thing. The Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Nikras Even. The Torah is called Even. That's why the Torah, the Luchos, were written on Even. The Torah is called Even, like it says in the pasuk. Es Luchos HaEven. The pasuk in Torah is called Luchos Even, and also the Eitzahara is Nikra is Kori Even. The pasuk says, "Vasi Roisi es Leiv Ha Even mi Bisarachem." I took out your heart of stone. That's talking about the Eitzahara. So you got two Avanim. There's the Even of Torah, and there's also an Even of the Eitzahara. These are the two Avanim. The pasuk says, "Ha Even Tishmar es Ha Even." Says the Medrash, one Even is going to have to prepare you. It's going to protect you, whatever the word you want to use for Tishmar, the other Evan. These are your two stones. So now, having that in mind, says the Divrei Chaim, this is what it means. Lo yibacha Evan ve'Evan g'doy lo k'tana. You shouldn't have a big stone and a little stone. Big stone, Torah. Little stone, Yetzahara. Rather, Evan Shlema. The stones have to somehow be complete. They have to be complete. What it means is as follows. It means that somehow the Torah has the power to take the Yetzer Hara and to make the Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Toiv. That's what the Torah can do. The Pasuk says, the Chazal say, Barasi Yetzer Hara, V'Barasi Torah Tavlin. What does Tavlin mean, says the Medrash to Magid? It doesn't mean that the Torah negates the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't mean that the Torah, it destroys the Yetzer Hara. It makes the Yetzer Hara into a tavlin. It makes it sweet. You want to make the Yetzer Hara sweet through Torah. So if the Yetzer Hara is sweet, then this is not too conflicting. stones. It's one stone. Because now the Yetzirah becomes the Yetzer Toiv. Brasi Toira Tavlon. Two of them come together. So now, what happened was Adam HaRishon did not have the Yetzirah until Erev Shabbos. Comes Shabbos. Now Shabbos, we know we have Neshama Yisera. There's nothing to be worried about on Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Oilam Hava. Shabbos is a time when Adam HaRishon felt that for sure his Yetzer Toiv is dominating on his Yetzer. He's got no worries. But as Shabbos is coming to an end, and Shabbos is almost over, and now we're going to the mundane. Now what's going to be? And he's afraid of the Yetzer, the Nachash. That the Yetzer is that Evan that he has in his heart that came into him when he ate from the tree. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take two stones and make a fire. Which means the Torah will make your stone into one. It will create a flame. That flame will protect you. That Torah will protect you. So that's why Adam HaRishon was given this. And that's why we make a bracha. Matzah Shabbos, do you know how many wicks you need to have in your candle on Matzah Shabbos? Two. Every Havdalah candle has to have two wicks. Why two wicks? I think it's clear. Because you need to have two stones. It's Nisamal to the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Toif. And all of that happens on Matzah Shabbos when a person is trying to draw some of the Kedusha of Shabbos. It happens on Friday night also. On Friday night, you walk home from shul, and you've got a Malach of Bracha and a Malach of Klala. Now, to me, that means the Malach of Bracha is the Yetzer Toif, who's coming here with all of your mitzvahs. And you have a Malach of Klala is the Yetzer Hara. And if you do Shabbos right, it says that the Malach of Klala has to give you a Bracha. What does that mean? Barasi, that this is going to be the Tavlin. Now you're being Mahapech, the Ra for Toif, that's Shabbos. That's easy. But how do we mamshich that? How do we draw that? That starts with Sudas Malava Malka. Sudas Levias Malka is the Sulam, Matzei Shabbos. That's what Yaakov Avinu saw. And it comes from the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was capable of doing that. So I believe, my friends, that perhaps this is part of the idea here of Yaakov Avinu had these two stones and they merged to become one. If a person wants to be able to deal with his Yetzirah in a way where it's not just that the Yetzirah has to be quieted, but the Yetzirah has to be incorporated into his Avodas Hashem. Like we say in the davening every day, three times a day, we say V'ahavta twice, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha. What does levavecha mean? It's two bases. Why b'chol levavecha? B'yetzer hara or b'yetzer toif? How do you serve Hashem with your yetzer hara? The answer is, if a person is capable, he's capable of making the Torah tavlin for his yetzer hara. It's only through Liman HaTorah. The only one who was able to get a bracha out of the yetzer hara was Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu struggled with the malach, and the Malach said, I gotta go. Yaakov says, not until you give me a bracha. A bracha, this is evil incarnate. This is the Yetzahara. This is the Malach HaMavis. What do you want a bracha from him for? Because Barasi Toira Tavlin. Yaakov says, I could get a bracha out of the Yetzahara. I could make him into my Avodas Hashem. I could be Malahim. Only through Torah. So we get that on Shabbos on its own. Shabbos is a gift. It's a matana to Klal Yisrael. But we have to take the Hashpah of Shabbos, and we have to bring that into the week. That happens when a person says, Boyre me'ori ha'esh. There's two wicks. And a person makes that bracha and reminds himself, I am going to, through my avodah during the week, be able to draw all the hashpah of Shabbos. And it starts with Sudas Levias Malka, Malava Malka, V'yiten Lecha, where you bring all the bracha that comes from the week, should come as a hashpah through Shabbos. Shabbos gives you all the bracha. And that's because we're able to engage all the Gashmias together with our Ruchnias, because we have Torah. That's Yaakov Avinu. So perhaps this is the pshat over here, what happened by the Evan, and that's the Evan Ashasiya, by the way. That is the Makom HaMikdash. That's where all of the bracha that we have is all being drawn from these two stones being brought together. So Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha. It's always important to remember that Malava Malka is not like, I mean, you know, like I told the story last week, someone once asked Now, Rabbeinu Shvinkel, if he could be yoytzim al-malch with mezoinus, he says you can, but you don't want to. Which is that b'di'eved, no one's looking to b'di'eved get tchias ha-mesim. You want to give some nourishment to your neshama, to lasid lavoy. You want tchias ha-mesim? Make malav a malka. Good Shabbos, everyone.